when I don't know the way. Each turn is so uncertain. I learn to walk by faith. But you gave me a promise that you would never leave. You will lead and guide me. Lord, I do believe.
Lead me, Lord, and I will follow. Lead me, Lord.
Y'all feel free to sing with us anytime you want to. So.
A journey we walk by faith. There will always be the mountains in our way. But right here in this moment, may our strength be renewed as we recall what God has done and how we've seen Him move.
If there's anybody here who's found Him faithful, anybody here who knows He's able, say amen. If there's anybody here who's seen His power, anybody here on through the fire,
darkness, it's hard to see. So just be brave and follow where He leads. Greater is the one who's in us than he who's in the world. So child of God, remember the battle is the Lord.
If there's anybody here who's found Him faithful, anybody here who knows He's able, say amen. If there's anybody here who's seen His power, anybody here brought through the fire, tomorrow, sing it time and time again, just say amen.
In the valley of the shadow, when you feel alone in the unknown, just say amen, just say amen. Even when the storms are raging, you stand and know you're not.
I knew I was lost. Death.
me, you heal me, you call me from the grave. You gave me a real love, I thank you, Jesus. You washed my sins away, and now I'm living, I got forgiven. You came and set me free. That's what your mercy did for me.
Clap of praise. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We just want to thank you for as many blessings. It's an exciting today. Can you say homecoming 2020? First Pentecostal Church in Villa Rica. Praise God. Praise God. What a wonderful blessing the Lord has placed on each and every one of us. Not just with everything that's going on for this moment, but for this church and for just for the elders as they were thinking and placing everything in place. We'll have a little bit more about that later, but we just love the Lord this morning. I'm going to go ahead and just have a couple of quick announcements. Then we're going to take up the morning offering. I just want to mention for those of you, first of all, welcome those online and everywhere else, but also want to continue our announcement on the Overcomers Outreach, which as y'all know is every Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. out in the Children's Church. And also, it just started this last week, but it's also going to continue. I want to announce it a couple more times. They have added a new class. It's going to be a ladies-only class, and it's a very powerful opportunity for those that are in need just to come. For any reason, you're invited to come. We'd just love to have you. Keep that ministry in our prayer, the other ministries that are going forward. And also, this Tuesday night at 7 p.m. in the Children's Church, we'll have our Band of Brothers meeting. Right now, temporarily, we're bringing it back over here, and we'd love to have you, but it'd be out in the Children's Church at 7 p.m. All men, you're invited. It's just to come as you are. If you're coming straight from work, that's fine. And we'll have a little snack and some coffee, and we'll just get ready and just have a powerful meeting. But you're all invited to Band of Brothers. It's Tuesday night at 7 p.m. All righty, with that said and done, I don't have any other announcements right now. So we'll go ahead and take up our morning offering. Praise God. A little different organ is put together this morning, but it's good. It's good. God is great. Thank you, Brother Thomas, Brother Billy. Brother Thomas, if you'd ask the Lord just to bless our morning offering, please.
Dear Lord, we thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to be our house, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for homecoming today, Lord. We know, Lord, there's a lot of people still not able to be out and come, Lord. But bless each and every one, Lord, that's got their heart and mind on you this day, whether it be here or anywhere else in the world, Lord. We love you, appreciate you for all your goodness.
Yes, Lord.
Life, Lord. We know, Lord, you're in charge of all things, Lord. Bless this offering for the purpose of my heart, Lord. Bless those that have to give, especially those who don't. We ask you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Praise God.
test. Good morning, everyone. Good to be here this morning. Before I sing my song, I would like to share something with you. But first of all, I want to say how good it is to see Brother Vic back with us this morning. Yeah. Miss seeing him up here. God bless you, brother. Good to see you. Before I do this song, this is something that that's been on my heart for for about a couple of months now, and I've been trying to work on the song. And you know, sometimes when God tells you to do something, you listen to Him and you do it when He says do it, not before. You know what I mean? So, but first, before I do this song, I want to read something to you out of 1 Corinthians 15:52. Most of you know this, and it says, "In the moment, the twinkling of an eye." At the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and all the dead in Christ shall rise. You know, and with all the stuff that we got going on today in this world, you know, you can't help but think about this. And in 1 Thessalonians, all right, chapter 4, verse 16, it says, "For the Lord himself will descend from the heaven with a shout of the voice of archangels. And with the trumpet of God," that word trumpet again comes up, all right? That's something for all Christians I think we should be waiting for. Because that's going to be the most joyful sound in the world to us, is hear that trumpet. And then look upon the clouds and watch him step out upon the cloud. Then it says, "Who are alive and remain shall be called up together with them in the clouds and will meet the Lord in the air." Amen? Yes. Amen. "And thus we shall all be with the Lord forever." Amen. Amen. Listen to these words in this song, all right? I'll be honest with you, I'm going to have a tough time doing this because it's an emotional song, all right? But listen to it carefully.
At the midnight cry,
If you believe that, give him a big hand. Glory.
Praise the Lord. Oh, are you looking forward to that day? Yes. Are you ready?
Amen.
Because we don't have time to turn around.
That's right.
There's no turning back from this point, right? It doesn't matter if you've been serving God one day or if you've been serving Him for 55 days or 100 years. Anybody in here 100 years old? No, I don't think so. Brother Vic's probably the closest. But praise the Lord. We love you, Brother Vic. But there's no time. There's no time to turn around. Y'all worship the Lord. You know the words, so sing along with us.
With Macy and I as we sing It Matters to the Master.
serve. He wants to share the burden you bear. Whisper peace when your world gets shattered. If it's your greatest joy, or your deepest pain, or your relief, if it matters to you, it matters to the Master. Friend, do you think the Maker and Giver of life is far too busy to care about your troubles and strife? He sees the sparrow that falls to the ground, and he hears the tears that don't make a sound. If you only knew how precious you are in his sight. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear. Whisper peace when your world gets shattered. If it's your greatest joy, or your deepest or you're really needing an answer. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. If it's your greatest joy, or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer.
Touches my heart when I see the children, because you know the world is so totally against them. It's like the world, the evil in the world has risen up to attack our children, and we have to be watchful. We have to be the watchers on the wall, not just for my child, but I have to watch for your child. You need to watch for others, so on and so forth. So when I see these children that are being taught by these grandparents, man, it touches my heart. It makes me feel like there's hope.
Yes, hallelujah.
But I have one more thing that makes me feel hopeful this morning, and I would be remiss if I stood up here and tried to sing a song and didn't say this. But it was probably 2 weeks ago. My mom went to the doctor, and they sent her over to the emergency room. Of course, we couldn't go in and didn't really know what was going on, and was just terrified because she's been fighting for so long. She's just fought hard because she loves her family and her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren, and she's fought. So we got her to the hospital. They kept her. Her blood count was super, super low. And I asked y'all to pray, and God moved. He brought that up. We don't know what the problem is. They still haven't found that out. It wasn't long, and she was struggling again. Sent her back to the hospital. Her potassium was out of the roof. And so she just struggled. But she said something to me the other day, or yesterday actually, and I tell you, it stuck right here. And I remember Pastor saying this in a message. I don't know that he even knew that that's what he was saying, but he said, and she said rather, sometimes you got to talk to the devil. She said she just got tired of it. She told him where he could go, right back where he came from. And I'm telling you, yes, just a few days now, and it's like my mom again. She's been, yesterday, she had her walker and she started down the ramp out of our living room into the garage, and I said, come on lady, just run. Well, she did. She wanted to show us that she could run. She got out, she went shopping all day, and she's sitting here this morning as a witness that God is in control. And devil, get behind me. You don't have no claim over these people. You don't have no claim over my mother or my children. The devil is a liar, people. He's a liar. And he will say things to you in your ear, and you will think it sounds like it's right. But it ain't wheat, honey. It's a tare. Don't listen to those things that come in your ear that tell you negative things about God's people, about anybody, because that is not God. But anyway, so this song. When I was a young girl, 16 years old, we had a group, and we thought we were going places, and we made an album, and we didn't go anywhere. We went to church, and we sang to the people at the church. But I thought about it this morning when I was getting ready to go, and I thought, so many times I've come into the presence of the Lord because I had that privilege to just walk straight into the throne room of God.
Hallelujah.
And I thought, so many times lately I've been coming in, God, I need you to touch my mom. I need you to touch my brother. God, I need you to help my children. Lord, I need you to touch my husband. And I've just prayed and prayed and prayed. But this morning I thought I could just pull me up a seat right next to the master. And I could just say, I just came to thank you for all the other times. But this time, I don't have anything to thank you to say, God. I have no request. I just want to thank you for all the other times. If you know this, sing it with me.
To ask you for anything, I just came to talk with you, Lord. I had no special trouble in mind. I just want to thank you for all the other times, and I just came to talk with you, Lord. Maybe tomorrow there's trouble and sorrow and a thousand teardrops they'll fall. But until I face tomorrow's task, came to talk with you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
financial trouble in mine. I just want to thank you, God, for all the other times. And I just came to talk with you, Lord. Maybe tomorrow there's trouble.
Like a stranger in the night, praise the Lord, I saw the light, I saw the light, I saw the light, no more in darkness, no more in night, and now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside, praise the Lord, I saw the light. Like a blind man, I wandered alone. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. But then, like the blind man, God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the to wander and stray. Straight is the gate and narrow the way. But now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Praise the Lord, I saw the
Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Is the way.
If you have some questions in the corners of your mind, traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find, reflections of your past seem to face you every day, but this one thing I do.
Questions at the back of your mind, traces of discouragement and peace you just can't find, reflections of your past seem to weigh you down each and every day. There's one thing I know for sure, Jesus is the way.
Jesus is the way, isn't
he? Yes,
thank
he
God.
Is. Amen.
Well, if you like singing, you're just going to love heaven. Amen. Because we're going to sing forever and ever and ever. And may not need the words. They're going to be on that big marquee in the sky. What'd you do with the words? I gave them. I said, here, Penny, you take the words so we won't get lost. I can't find them. I got to have that. Get the next person to sing.
Brother Eddie already said yesterday he was joining another band, so he just might do it after that one. I had to tell you all that. Y'all worship with me today. I'm going to sing He's an On-Time God. You know, I was thinking about the sister over here. God is always on time. It may not be when we want Him to do it, but He's always on time. I think about my life and the times that He's touched me and brought me through. I was just thinking Wednesday night when Brother Eddie was preaching about the things that I've been through, and each time He's always been on time. It wasn't when I thought it was going to happen, but He brought me through it. Y'all worship
amen.
With me.
Yes, amen.
Just that He may not come.
an on time God. Just like that, the words appear. Amen. Thank God. Next time, could you write them bigger? Amen. Every time I tried to make it on my own, every time I tried to stand and start to fall, those lonely roads that I have traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. There was Jesus. In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing and the hurting, like a blessing buried in the glory He said. Every minute, every moment, where I've been, amazing kind of grace, for forgiveness at a price I couldn't pay. I'm not perfect, as I thank God every day. There's Jesus. In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing and hurry, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been and where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it, there was Jesus on the mountains, in the valleys.
There was Jesus
in the shadows of the alleys.
There was Jesus
in the fire and in the flood.
There was Jesus,
always is and always was. In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing and the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces.
But he's back out because he didn't want to sing this next one with us.
Just give me a minute because now I can't find my. Oh, there it is.
Amen.
Praise God.
It was such a lovely day.
The sun was shining bright. A gentle wind was blowing my way. Not a storm cloud was in sight. Then suddenly, without warning, a storm surrounded my life. But even in the storm, I can feel the calm, and here's the reason why. I know the Peacemaker. I know
with us. Praise the Lord. It's in D. I face a mountain that I've never faced before. That's why I'm calling on you, Lord. know it's been a while, but Lord, please hear my prayer. I need you like I never have before. Sometimes it takes a mountain, sometimes a troubled sea, sometimes it takes to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Forgive me, Jesus, I thought I could control whatever life would throw my way. Oh, but this I must admit has brought me to my knees. I need you, Lord. I'm not ashamed to say, oh, sometimes it takes a mountain, sometimes a troubled sea, sometimes to trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain, sometimes a troubled sea, sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Lord, I believe.
Can you say amen to that? Praise God. How many knows? Sometimes it takes a mountain, and sometimes it takes just that still, small voice. But either case, many knows that God is never leaving us. He's always with us. Amen. Do you love the Lord this morning? Give him a hand clap of praise. Amen. God is great. God is good. FPC Homecoming 2020. Amen. 55 years of homecoming here in Villarica. First Pentecostal Church goes back in history, originated in Rockmart, Georgia, under the pastorship of my granddaddy, Reverend P.C. Bailey, who in fact is the founding pastor of First Pentecostal Church here in Villarica. We have placed his picture and the original First Lady, Sister Ida Bell Bailey, and they've both gone home to be with the Lord, and we're looking and anticipating a great reunion and homecoming up there when we all get together, and many, many, many of our core saints and our original members, amen, that have already gone home to be with the Lord. In fact, I believe there's only two, that's Mother and myself, of the original, and I may be missing somebody, but I think that's the ones that came down from Rockmart and started the little prayer meeting, Brush Arbor meeting there on Harlan Lane Road between the homes of my great-granddaddy there and a neighbor where we used to live. But anyway, in the early years, we had homecoming in the little church. Now, if you ever hear one of us talk about the little church, we're talking about the little church that sits behind us. This is a replica of the little church. The little church was, in fact, a little cement block building with no bathrooms, no Sunday school rooms. It was just a hollow building. And we were able to get that particular building to start our worship and in the early 60s. And then later on, and when we had our first homecoming, we ate outside. How many remember them days? Take a bite of watermelon, slot a fly. Take a bite of watermelon, get the gnat out of your eye. You know, that was good, amen, but you had to do a lot of exercising to get the gnats out. And the original site where we ate is about where I'm standing now, right about in front of the pulpit here. And then later on, Sunday school rooms were built on the little church back there on the T, and we had the Sunday school rooms, and we used one of those Sunday school rooms as a little kitchenette, so the food was prepared, and we ate in the Sunday school rooms. Now, at that particular time, you had no idea whose plate you was eating out of. It was just whoever you were standing next to. It was elbow to elbow, but Lord was there. Amen. Then in 1975, the new church here was completed, and the first service was held in November of 1975, and then that following year, we were able to have homecoming downstairs, which is now Sunday school rooms, but at that particular time, it was a kitchen and a little fellowship hall. Then in the early 90s, the Curtis Center was completed and built with a large kitchen and fellowship hall. Can you say praise the Lord? We got all kind of room out there now. Amen. And we thank God for that. And it is standing till the present day. And it's a place to eat, but no food. This is the first year that we've had homecoming and we did not have food. And you know the circumstances surrounding that. But you know what? I probably will go home and rest a lot better today after not eating all that food, because as a pastor, you're encouraged to try everybody's plate. And I do. I try it, and it's all good. And it's hard to say no, but this year we're not eating and congregating and eating at this particular time. But we thank God for the wonderful spiritual food that we've received this morning. We thank God for His many blessings and all the beautiful songs. Wasn't they wonderful? Amen. We're so blessed here at First Pentecostal Church with our musicians and our singers. St. John 14:2 says, "In my Father's house are many mansions or rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." How many's counting on that? We're going to have plenty of room in heaven. Amen. And you talk about spiritual food. We're going to have spiritual food forever and ever and ever. And as I said earlier, if you like singing, you're going to love heaven. You're going to fit right in. And so many of our loved ones have already gone. Some of you, even in today's attendance, may not even recognize the pictures here of the founding pastor and his wife. But if you want to come by after church tonight and look at them, there's a little script written on each one of them. I think this was presented by the Ida Bell Circle today. Thank God for wives. And and words. We will not be having church tonight. This is a tradition that we've had for years and years and years. So we will not be having evening service tonight. So you'll have a time, and hopefully you'll get together with your family or do something and just have a wonderful, relaxing evening. But again, we thank you for coming. God bless each and every one of you. Brother Jim's going to come. Amen. If you've enjoyed singing, this is your part of the service. This is where you get to sing. So we're going to have a congregational number, and everybody's going to sing. Amen. How many can't carry a tune? Y'all don't sing real loud then, okay? No, I'm just kidding. You sing as loud as you want to. Amen. This is congregational. Amen. Yeah. Lynn, did you raise your hand? You can sing. I've heard him sing. He's a little on the Elvis side, though. He sings that, but he can sing. I've heard when we was driving down the road and he had the Elvis station on. Every once in a while, he'd join in a little bit. So, Lynn, you can even join in on this one. Brother Jim, if you'd come after this song, he'll dismiss us with a word of prayer. God bless you. We love you. Homecoming 2020 has been a little different. Amen, but God bless you for being a part of it.
Therefore, you know not the day when the Lord shall call your soul away. If you're fighting, striving for the right, he shall wear a robe and crown. Watching, therefore, you know not the day when the Lord shall call your soul away. Striving for the right, he shall wear a robe and crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
Gonna wear a crown
when the trumpet sounds. When the trumpet sounds, I'm gonna wear a crown. Just as tonight, gonna lay down.
If y'all know anybody that wants that, Miss Elaine has to make notes for me, and Miss Penny and Brother Ed were giving me a schedule this morning. Then as it was changing, I told Miss Penny, I said, I don't want to mess it up, but I just want to thank y'all for being here this morning. Everybody online, we just love and praise you. I know we didn't have, but I want you to know as we get ready to close in prayer, but we're going to do a congregational song first. I want y'all all to be able to join in this homecoming. And we love your voices. We love to hear you. Didn't they sound great? That is great. Praise the Lord. But we just want everybody, even watching on live, you're in our prayers, no matter what reason you're not able to be with us today. Maybe you're someone that doesn't even know this church, but you just had to find us online. We love and we just thank you for watching, and we ask if you have a prayer request, please post it. We are a praying church, and we're just going to lift the Lord up. So while we're saying, you know, we've sang a lot of praise songs this morning, when we've done a lot of things, but I've just got a question. I'm sure there's someone watching at this moment in this time that maybe in their heart, maybe in their soul, doesn't feel that closeness with the Lord, as we stand and praise Him and we worship Him. But this is a song that we sing, and I call it kind of like our Sunday school theme song, but it's page number 6. I want to know more about my Lord. For all the testimonies you've heard for how great God is, may we just draw closer to Him. I want to know more about my Lord. Page 6. Let's all just sing in this morning. Standing, we're going to have a prayer of dismissal. But if you have an unspoken prayer request today, and I know we've been singing and worshiping and praising God, and I love the testimony, Miss Joanne, about how beautiful God is in those times that maybe we just need to lift Him up and just thank Him. Just thank Him. Just thank Him that we'd be in that close contact with Him. We just want to praise the Lord. But if you have a situation or a need or you know of one, just show by the raising of your hand. And with this prayer also, we're going to be dismissed. And we love each and every one of you. And just again, thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do for the church, all that you do for the community, all that you do and all the different ministries that are going forth. May God continue to bless them. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise You. Dear Lord, thank You for this day You've given us, for this opportunity You've given us to gather together, dear Lord, in Your name and in Your might. Lord, thank You for the strength, for Your love, for Your mercy, Lord, that You've given each and every one of us, dear Lord, that we could wake up this morning and come to You and worship You. Dear Lord, for those hands that are raised, dear Lord, for those needs that are there, Lord, we know there are those at home that would love to be with us today. Dear Lord, we ask You to heal them, touch them, protect them. Whether they're traveling or whatever the need is, but, dear Lord, we know that You know. And, dear Lord, we're just praising Your name. Lord, thank You for this day as we celebrate, dear Lord, the blessings that You've placed on First Pentecostal Church. But, dear Lord, we want to celebrate the blessings that You've put on this world and this country and how great Thou art. And, dear Lord, we love and praise You. And, dear Lord, we just want to worship You. As we prepare to depart, dear Lord, keep us safe as we spend time with our family and friends today, dear Lord, that we'll just lift You up and honor You for every blessing, dear Lord, for every breath that You've given each and every one of us. Again, dear Lord, we ask You to bless our pastor and his family. Strengthen them as they go about Your work. All the ministries, dear Lord, that go out of this church, dear Lord, are to lift You up and honor You. And, dear Lord, we just praise Your name. In Jesus' name, and we all say, amen, amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the day. God bless you.